We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd, Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Tiger Woods just tapping in a short putt on 17 for par. He is minus one. Get you caught up on the scoreboard. LeGarrette Blount will join us, a former running back in the NFL with the Patriots. Won three Super Bowls, two with the Patriots, one with the Eagles.
Played for Tampa Bay early in his career.
Yep. Also, Rick Horro will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour. We got Wikipedia coming up. And the Scheman and Shepherd cash grab right now. The word is IDEA. Text it in to 45911. IDEA. It is brought to you by accident attorneys Andajar and Levine. You can call them at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Without any further delay, it is time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's me.
This SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com.
All right, the latest from Augusta's. We just saw Tiger minus one through 17. Oliver Cameron Smith having a great day. Six under through 17, headed to 18. M at four under. Willett in the clubhouse at three under. Berger and Neiman also three under, as is Scheffler. That's a quick look at the top of the leaderboard as Tiger gets ready to tee off at 18. Major League Baseball, Cubs 3-1 over the Brewers. That is in the bottom of the fifth inning. All right. So we'll talk with LeGarrette in just a moment as we keep an eye on things at Augusta.
Titan Tyler, nice. Rick Church of Steely Dan. Chris has probably never heard of Steely Dan. Yeah. Tough to see them in concert. They don't do a lot of concerts.
No.
Even back in the day, right? I don't think.
No, they weren't a really big touring band, no. And of course, there's only one. I mean, Steely Dan was basically a two-person band, and one of them passed away about a year ago. So, it's an unfortunate thing, maybe in some eyes, but Donald Fagen is still touring, occasionally playing live as Steely Dan. He said, you know, my partner and friend Walter Becker would have wanted it that way.
Mm-hmm. So nobody named Dan in the group?
Nobody named Dan. You don't know the reference to the name Steely Dan?
I actually don't.
You don't?
I'm curious. No, I am
curious.
Oh,
boy. Here we go. Now I'm going to get into another cuckold. Oops, I said it.
So what? It's a word.
Steely Dan is a reference to a female pleasure device, as mentioned in it was a novel by the Key West guy.
Hemingway.
Oh, yes. It was
Printed's House.
It was. So I don't remember what specific story, but it was a Hemingway novel that had a woman who had named her thing Steely Dan.
Okay, I never knew that.
They thought that was humorous, and
did they write a song about it too?
They did not. No.
They just named the band.
They just named the band.
Okay. Yes, I've been to the Hemingway House at Key West. A lot of cats.
Yes.
Lots of cats. Six-toed cats. Kind of weird deal. All right, Berger is in at minus one. He's done. Heading to the clubhouse. A fine day. Tiger getting ready to tee off on 18. He's kind of shaking his leg a little bit. I think that's just adrenaline. I think he's okay. Really have seen no signs of any.
Holly. Yes. The name of the 18th hole.
Ah.
Par four, 465 yards. Yeah, I'm thorough with my coverage.
No, don't.
I'm kidding.
It's great supplemental coverage. I absolutely applaud it. All right. So, is this Cameron Smith? He's on 18 on the green. I'd say about a four footer. Is this for birdie? Can he go under at seven under if he hits this? Man. Oh, nope. This is for par. Oh, so this is a little pressure. You know, I'll lose a stroke, give a stroke back. And I'm gonna wait for this one.
Yep. A little more than four. It looks like five, man.
Yeah, it might be just a smidge more than four. Taps it, and it is.
Oh, he missed it.
Oh, it went left just barely.
Just
now the tap, and he loses a stroke. Finishes the day at five under. That's Tommy Fleetwood. That's not Cameron Smith. What am I doing? I got the mullets mixed up. He got much darker hair. What was I doing?
I can see where you'd mix those two guys
up. I know. Honest mistake.
I was going to say, they both look like they could be characters on Trailer Park Boys.
Cameron's wearing white, right?
Yeah. Honest mistake by me. I've mixed people up before. It's a running gag
yes,
on this
you
show.
Have. This time it's two white guys.
All right, here's Bryson DeChambeau talking to himself. Also on 18, he's plus +3. This is why Tiger hasn't hit yet. They're waiting for these guys to get out of the way.
You mean Bryson DeChambeau playing slow? Come on. Tapping his cleats.
Tiger's getting PO'd back at the tee box. Meanwhile, this is an approach. So Tiger's going to have to literally sit here and wait for 10 minutes. So Bryson
was waiting earlier, a few holes back, and he didn't look happy.
Wait a minute. If Fleetwood so there's a log jam here. Fleetwood is in the group ahead of DeChambeau, and then Tiger's sitting on the tee box waiting to go. Oh, log jam at 18. DeChambeau with the approach, with the iron.
Oh.
Way right into the crowd.
Oh, got a lucky bounce.
Bounced off of somebody's shin.
The old spectator bounce back into the field.
I might have bounced off his noggin.
Wow.
Off a bounce and then the noggin or chest. That was a fortuitous bounce, though.
Yeah. All right. So, man, we got everything all backed up on 18. Now this is Cameron Smith, not Tommy Fleetwood.
His approach shot on 18.
Yeah. Just a little left of what DeChambeau just did.
A
now
wedge.
He hits. Oh, that's a nice-looking swing. And I think he likes it. And
very short
backspin rolling away from the
downhill.
Hole.
Downhill, this is about 100 feet. Honestly.
It's pretty lengthy. I don't know about 100.
That's a ways.
But it's
that
a good hike.
That is a ways. That's at least 70. That is a ways.
Yeah. All
right. I don't know how to put backspin on the ball. I know to watch the video. I know the technique that is
I've
used.
I've only done it by accident.
Yeah, only by accident and usually out of the sand trap for me. Once in a great while.
Yeah.
By accident.
All right. So they are off the fairway and onto the green, and Tiger is sitting at the box waiting to go. Taking some warm-up swings. And here he goes.
Rory McIlroy putting for birdie on the sixth hole, par three, uphill. Here's Tiger.
On 18. Got the peg slightly to the right.
At Holly.
Winds it.
Went left.
Between the trees.
Did it get? No, it kept going left, and he is in big trouble.
Oh.
It never came back. It was, you know, a left to right that never came in at all. That was going left, left, and left, and he is in the middle of Narnia right now.
That was his worst shot of the day. It really is only really horrible shot of the day. There's three trees on the left. He went right in between them.
Right in between them, but I don't know if it hit a branch and then shot left, or it looks like it was just going left, Craig.
Totally pulled it. I mean, even his feet are aimed left. Man. I think he knew as soon as the contact, it wasn't going where he wanted it to.
Nope.
Just a bad shot.
Boy, he waited a long time. He hit that drive. Well, I don't know what maybe mentally.
I think the slow play ahead of him.
He was out of rhythm.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get away with it. It was going to come back right to the right and land probably in the middle of the green, but it never did. And I don't know if it initially – it looked like Craig was just going strictly left.
Yeah.
I could have hit a branch and kick left more, but I don't think it was coming back around like he thought.
You know what? Prior to this, his other bad shot today was the drive on 14. It was a line drive to the left also. Mm-hmm. So the two drives that he has missed today have been kind of line drive lefts. All right. We'll keep you updated on how he does on 18. And again, he is at 1-under for the day. Don't forget, Cameron Smith is ahead of him getting ready to putt on 18. And Cameron Smith is 600 for the day.
Yep.
All right. LeGarrette Blount, former running back in the NFL, 9 years, 3 Super Bowl rings. He joins us right now on Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. LeGarrette, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I can't complain, man. How are you guys?
We're good. We talk a lot of football on this show, and Pete's a Patriots fan from Boston, so we'll get to that in a minute. But we're watching the Masters today. I was just curious. Are you a golfer now that you're retired?
I'm an athlete, so I can pretty much pick up anything, you know. I'm just kidding. I am a horrible golfer. But I do it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Are you better than Charles Barkley?
I'm better at everything except basketball than Charles Barkley. And drinking.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, I remember I did Patriots pre and post game shows up in Boston for many years, so I was there. And the one thing, I mean, you were a fantastic player, and especially in the postseason, but you, without a doubt, are the Indianapolis Colts' worst nightmare. I mean, you absolutely – there was some, I don't know what happened when you played. You would just run through the – they had no business. They couldn't stop you, you know, if they put 20 guys on the field. It's always amazing what you did to that team.
Nah, man, I tried to keep it in between the tackle with a team like that. You know, a team like that, you know, they – they got fast, athletic backers. You know, they don't have the pounders. Mm. So you know, for teams like that, you know, Bill's favorite. I mean, it's us running the football, but it's our coaches knowing that we can productively run the football is the reason why, you know, guys like me, you know, and Jonas, and I don't put Jonas on the same scale as me.
No,
But you know, guys like us have good games against, you know, those teams because you just feed, you know.
Jonas. Jonas had his one.
Jab at Jonas right there.
He had his one. He had his one. The four touchdown game. I remember, and everybody thought he was going to the Hall of Fame. I was like, I'll settle down.
that's my guy. I had to throw him a little jab in there at him because I know he might have had 200 yards, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
it did.
I never got to that 200-yard mark on him. You know, obviously because I was splitting time with, you know, other guys, but he was going crazy. 200 yards, that's a lot.
Yeah.
LeGarrette, I always like to ask guys with rings, especially multiple rings like you. I'm always curious where you keep them. You bring them out for display once in a while, or are they tucked away in a lockbox in a bank somewhere? What do you do with your rings?
They are tucked away in a safe, but not at the bank because I don't trust the bank to have my rings.
Okay.
Feel like somebody probably go in there and see that thing and snatch it on up.
Hey,
just looking here. I got the key.
Yeah.
But now I got them. I got them in a safe.
Yeah. Okay.
And I got replicas. I don't wear the. I might wear the real one, but you wouldn't be able to tell.
I gotcha.
All right, but in 2014 to 2017, you played with three pretty big organizations. You played for the Bruins, you played for the Crafts, you played for the Lorries. What, you know, briefly, what was it like playing with such, you know, organizations like that, and pluses and minuses for both, or did you enjoy one place more than the other, or what was that like?
To answer your question about if I like one place more than another, I can say that I really liked every single one of those places. I liked Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Obviously, unfortunately, that didn't work out, but I loved Pittsburgh. Like, I loved it out there. I like Pittsburgh. I love Philly, you know, and the Lorries. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I love Pittsburgh and the Roonies, and definitely love RK, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I loved all three places. They're different in their own aspects, in their own way. And they, you know, everybody does things differently to get to success. But I wouldn't say that if I had to choose a favorite, I'm gonna say New England because I was there longer, I was more productive there, and I sincerely enjoyed being there for as long as I did.
LeGarrette, I'm upset at my partner for not asking you how it was with the Ford family. I'm a native Detroiter. What the hell's wrong there? I mean, what? Why didn't Matt Patricia work? What happened? What's going on there?
Man, you're asking a million-dollar question. You know, I don't know why Matty P didn't work there. I don't know if he was just trying to – I don't know if it was just the approach, if the approach was too aggressive with the – you know, with the change of the culture, I don't know if it was, you know, not having respect for your vets, you know, and you know, some of these guys that are hurt or, you know, going to training camp hurt or playing through the season hurt, not having respect to, you know, let those guys rest some, you know, it's probably a plethora of things, you know, that didn't work out, you know, and also on Matty P's behalf, you know, he probably didn't have the control of the team that, you know, he probably didn't have as much control of the team that he wanted.
Yeah.
He probably couldn't fully go in the direction that he wanted, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think that just was, their relationship was just not, I don't think that was a good start. I think I'm happy Matt P got a shot at being a head coach, but I think he'd be a great head coach in other environments.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, everybody's, a few people come out of retirement. This,
you can't blame the coaches, man. When you go, you can't blame the coaches when you go through a million coaches and you losing with every one of them. It's an organizational thing.
I hear you.
I know you retired in December of 2020. But has anyone tried to call you a couple times in the last couple of years, try to get you to come back?
Oh yeah. Not last year, but the year before I had been retired. I got a phone call from about one team, maybe two teams, about if I was contemplating coming out, and there was no contemplating on coming out. Man, I was, you know, a couple months into retirement, I had already knew I made the right decision. I was content and happy with my decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't gonna try to pull an AP or a Frank Gore. You know, I wasn't gonna. They can have the 15. They can have the 15 plus years. I'm good on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Brady's retirement. Did you know it wouldn't stick?
I didn't. I mean, I was surprised as anyone else that was surprised. You know, obviously a lot of people weren't. I was one of the ones that was. You know, he's a pretty decisive person. So when he makes his mind up, that's what it is. So that's why I kind of said that I feel like that might be it. You know, once he makes his mind up, that's what it is.
Yeah. Take me back to halftime, down, you know, losing to the Atlanta Falcons, locker room, Brady, Belichick, all that. I mean, what was that? What was that like for you? Because I remember afterwards, Garrett, after the game, and you know, a week later when NFL Sound gets together, and you were mic'd, you know, to have you, before, during, and after the game, and hugging Tom and saying great things, and Robert. But what was it to Kraft and Belichick? But what was it like in the locker room during that halftime?
I mean, people like to think that it was hectic, but it wasn't. You know, everybody was pretty calm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Josh went around and asked a couple people, "Hey, do you think that we can come back? Do you think that we can do it?" You know, Josh asked a couple people that. I'm pretty sure Bill went over there and asked the defensive guys that, and you know, we went from there. We went to the drawing board and drew up, you know, what we was going to do in the second half, the game plan, how we was going to approach it, and we went to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
LeGarrette Blount is with us. LeGarrette, what would you tell a young kid today that, you know, is going to be a running back? It seems like running backs are treated the most unfairly, if you want to look at it. You rarely get a big contract after age 29, 30. Statistically, there can be a drop-off, but that's a short-lived position, but one of the more important ones, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think these guys got to start taking the initiative of taking that into their hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, if they're not going to pay you, then you don't play, you know.
Yeah.
If they're not going to pay you what they owe you, then you don't play. I mean, that's what every other position is doing. They're starting to take their leverage and running with it. You know what I'm saying? They can't be a team without a player.
Yeah.
You know, you can go find a different player. You can go find a different guy. But, I mean, how valuable is this guy? Is this guy rushing for 1,000 yards and 18 touchdowns? Or is this the guy that's going to be rushing for 600 yards and you're going to have to find you another back to get the other 500 or 600 yards and another back, to, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that, you know, these guys, I think they got to take advantage of their leverage. You know, a lot of guys get spooked or scared into, oh, snap, man, this running back signed. I better hurry up to sign with somebody before there ain't no spots left.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're confident in your work and you're confident in your play and you're confident in, you know, that you've done what you needed to do to put yourself in the best position to get paid,
yeah,
sit out. I don't have a problem with the guys that sit out.
Yeah.
I just rather them, if they're going to sit out, you know, be a guy that sit out because I balled out and they're not paying me. Don't be a guy that sit out because, you know, well, this guy got $2 million. Well, how can I get? Why come I don't get $2 million? You know, I'm the special teams guru, or you know, mm-hmm. but obviously, you haven't done enough to get the kind of contract you're seeking. But if you deserve that, then I say this guy should take the initiative and sit out.
I want to ask just quickly about officiating and when did you pay attention to what crew was going to be doing your particular game and. Did you feel like you had to adjust your game at times because of certain officials that were on the field?
I don't feel like I had to. But yeah, there are some officials that you will have to adjust your game accordingly.
Yeah.
And they'll let you know, hey, this is this official, this is this official, this is this official, this official calls holding 60% of the time. This official calls this percent of the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, LeGarrette, I don't know how your body feels at this point in your life after a career, but I noticed you have a new website that kind of helps people with aches and pains and some CBD products. Tell us about it.
Man, it's my CBD company is second to none. It's LG's Feel Good, got a rollerball, a salve, a pain patch. As far as my topicals, and I got anxiety tinctures, and I got sleep gummies. As far as my edibles,
yeah.
Everything is all natural and organic, and it's 100% THC free. For those who that don't understand that, that means that it doesn't have the stuff that people smoke to get high. It doesn't have any of that. This is as healthy as you can get.
Yeah.
While dealing with any kind of bad sleep patterns, mental health, any kind of pain and discomfort in your body, we have all the answers for it, man.
All right, and what's that website? People can look at that.
LGSfeelgood.com. LGSfeelgood.com is where you can find it.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well, listen, we enjoyed the conversation. Best of luck to you with that, and love to have you on again sometime, man. It was a great conversation.
Excellent.
Yeah, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
It, man. It's always fun, man. I'll do these anytime I could talk and clown and joke around with the interview or anything, bro. It's always a pleasure. It sucks when it has to be so straightforward.
Yeah, I appreciate
cut the tension with the knife type stuff. So I appreciate it.
I appreciate all your runs except for your 21-yard touchdown run against the Patriots with the Eagles. Other than that, you were great.
He remembers every play.
Appreciate that too.
All right, LeGarrette, be good, man. Good luck to you.
All right, man. Thanks. You guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. That is LeGarrette Blount, everybody. Three Super Bowl rings. Got three replicas, too, just in case.
I know. It's smart. It's smart.
That was a great conversation. I hope you enjoyed that.
He in the Atlanta game, he fumbled. I think it was late in the first quarter or second.
Yeah.
When Atlanta jumped up. But then he had that. It was a great 21-yard run against Patriots when he was with Philly. And, man, just killed me that he was with him.
Ah. He's a good player. Good hard-running player.
Good guy.
Now, some drama has happened at Augusta while we were talking.
Whoa.
First of all, let me start with Cameron Smith. He double bogeyed 18. He was 6 under. He's now 4 under. Still has a 1-stroke lead over Scheffler, Willett, Neiman, and M.
Holly giveth, Holly taketh away.
Now, Tiger Woods on 18. Remember, he had to wait a long time. They were backed up. Hit a
horrible
tee shot. Maybe the worst tee shot I've ever seen in his career to the left. He got a little relief. He dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And then his second shot was short of the green. Made an amazing third shot to within, I'd say, 6 to 7 feet, and he's getting ready to putt for par on 18. He is 1 under, so if he can hit this putt, he'll finish the day 3 strokes back. If not, he'll lose a stroke here. But
what a save. If he can make this in par and save par after that horrific drive, that is something else.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you agree? I mean, that might be the worst tee shot we've ever seen him hit. I mean, in a long career. I mean, again, I don't want to be hyperbolic here.
I mean, maybe one of the worst.
It was bad.
But I think I've seen a couple.
Because it was short and left. I mean, he accomplished nothing with it.
it hit part of the tree as well.
Yeah. All right, so Louis Oosthuizen bogeys 18. A lot of bogeys here on 18. He finishes +4. He's in Tiger's group. He's not doing too well. Tiger getting ready to line up. It looks like a good 7 feet. He's walking around.
This is makeable. I think he's going to make this.
This is
I think he's going to make it.
this is something he could really feel good
bending,
about.
He's, you know, this is, that's as far as I've seen him bend down today, too.
Yeah, he went to the other side to look it back.
Mm-hmm.
Good, healthy crowd around 18.
DJ at 200 now.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that. Yeah. Through eight, he snuck into the mix here.
Champ and cock crack.
All K's. Crack. Three K's. All right. Yeah. Tiger staring it down behind a ball.
Do you have to putt to in a shadow?
No.
Okay.
Shadow's behind him.
I hate that. We have to putt through your shadow.
My game's the point where that doesn't matter yet.
Oh.
Okay. All right, practice He's swing.
Looking it over.
Got the club next to the ball now.
Tiny bit left to right, I think. Tiny, tiny bit. Tiny bit.
All right.
There
on its way.
It is. On its way. Got it.
Oh,
got it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Swish. Onions. As Bill Rafferty would say.
Yeah. He finishes the day three back from Smith. One under.
Wow.
What a story. Tiger Woods. My only complaint there is that Joaquin Niemann's big fat head walked in the way. I couldn't see the ball go in the hole on the camera angle. Wow. But what a day.
But watching it on, that's why I'm watching TV and my split screen over here on my laptop, so I get to the different angle. Boom. That was exciting.
Woo.
Wow. I feel like.
Smoke him if you got him.
Look at you. It's like you just gave birth.
That was a big exhale. Seven-footer to save the hole.
Never a doubt. He was actually walking as soon as he hit it, towards the hole.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, we'll see Niemann clean up here. He's minus three, and this is for par, right? And so, yeah, he pars 18. He finishes one stroke back at three under.
And Tiger is tied for eighth. Amazing. If you had told me 6 months ago he would be one under par after round one at the Masters, I said, what are you smoking?
He's getting a standing go, walking back to the clubhouse.
He's got to walk uphill.
Got to walk uphill, though. Son of a gun.
Whatever he's like, oh, he's got to be on. His adrenaline.
He's feeling it. He's trying to hold back the smile.
I think he's trying to hold back tears, to be honest with you.
You know what? You're right.
A little bit. I would not be surprised if he breaks up a little bit. It's unbelievable.
This
unbelievable.
Was everything we could have hoped for on this day.
Yep.
You say tomorrow the forecast 25 mile an hour winds.
25 to 30 mile an hour gusts at times.
All right, and he'll go later in the day. I don't know if that's beneficial or not. He's going to have like a 2 o'clock tee off tomorrow or 1:30.
Scheffler just birdied 17, so he's tied now with the lead. Yeah, 140, I believe. 140.
All right. Wow.
So Smith and Scheffler now tied at 4 under.
And how about Cam double bogey in 18 to let the field come back to come back to the field?
It's interesting. He double bogeyed one. He double bogeys 18.
Scheffler just birdied 17.
I just said that.
I'm sorry. I'm watching on TV.
But it's interesting. Like I said, it's amazing. The only two bad holes he had, Smith, one and 18. He double bogeyed both.
Bookended it.
Yep.
All right. We'll spend the rest of our day watching DJ, who is now 2 under. All right. This is good. Good stuff. Don't forget, we got all this master stuff.
Bleeding Ear says, don't care if Tiger's crying. I am. It's emotional.
It is. It's fantastic. Masters Week continues here on ESPN Southwest Florida. All day today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, be listening for updates from Augusta. Coverage from Augusta brought to you by Twin Peaks, ShutterUp.com, and Golf Galaxy. This is fantastic. We'll be right back. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports, sports, and more sports. Because unlike the women in your life, sports will never leave you. Or point and laugh during lovemaking.
Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church spinning it on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Tiger Woods has just finished his first round of the Masters 14 months after almost dying and almost having a leg amputated. And he is one under, saving 18 after a bad drive with a 7-foot putt. At the same time, just a few moments before that, Cameron Smith, who is cruising at -6, double bogeys 18 to fall back to -4. So Tiger, right now, 3 strokes off the lead after the first round.
Absolutely amazing. Again, Smith, double bogeys 1, double bogeys 18, all birdies and pars in between. Imagine if, I know I could do this for everybody, but imagine if he just parred those two holes and had 4 more strokes, what could have been. But we can go through everybody do that. And then again with Tiger, 508 days coming back from a shattered leg, nearly lost his life, shattered leg, one under. Just absolutely unbelievable. Also unbelievable on the opposite end of sports is this. Sorry, Buffalo.
Oh.
Buffalo Sabres and their fans break an NHL record today by going 11 straight years without a playoff appearance.
That's a shame.
So sad. So sad because they're great fans up there, and they've just been treated to a cesspool of nonsense.
Are my awesome Red Wings making the playoffs?
No.
We're putting together a
streak
ourselves.
You did beat the Bruins twice this year, though.
I know. You've only had 2 losses to non-playoff teams this year, and it's been the Red Wings.
Yep.
I wish we had audio on this. Tiger is doing his post-game interview. Actually, it's ESPN.
Can we pop this up. Yeah.
We brought this up, Eric Church.
Michael Eaves doing the interview.
First shot on the first tee this morning.
Well, I did not have a very good warm-up at all. You know, I hit it awful. And as my dad said, did you accomplish your task? Did you warm up? I said, yes. Now go play. And that's exactly what I did. I, you know, blocked it out, and I felt like, hey, I'm warm. Go play. Let's just go get it done. You know where to put it. Execute each shot. And, you know, as the round built, you know, I was able to get into the red. I got out of there and got to even par. But, you know, made 2 stupid mistakes at 8, back-to-back. Loss of concentration a little bit there. Mm-hmm. But I fought back, and for the day, to end up in the red, I'm right where I need to be.
With that said, what was this opening round able to tell you about your game and your body that the practice rounds couldn't?
Well, I've been saving it. You know, that's just the thing. You know, I came up here as a test run to see if I could, and I was able to play, as I said in a press conference, 27 holes because we went and played the par three course. And, you know, I felt good, you know, and the whole idea was to keep pushing but keep recovering. And, you know, that's the hard part is, you know, each and every night to recover. And I've been doing that. My team's been incredible, getting me ready. And I figured once the adrenaline kicks in and we get fired up and I get into my little world, I should be able to handle business.
So you got an afternoon tea time tomorrow. What will the next 16, 18 hours look like for you?
Lots of ice.
Tiger, we appreciate the time.
You got it.
All right.
That is Tiger Woods talking to Michael Eaves on ESPN after finishing one under.
I wonder if I know he asked him, you know, how he's feeling now, but I wonder if right before we clicked on, if he asked him about, you know, did he clutch at his back or his leg at all? I would love to.
He did. I think we caught the first question.
Yeah. Yeah, one little twinge.
He referred to the eighth hole. He said, I made 2 stupid mistakes.
Yep.
And that's the hole we saw him kind of grab his back of it a little bit. But
DJ, Dustin Johnson has birdied 9. He is 3 under, so look out.
Yeah. Wow.
1 stroke off the
lead. Yeah, I'm glad Michael Eaves asked the question, what's in store tonight for the next 16 hours? I figured an ice bath, a lot of package ice around the leg, around the back. I don't know about the back. Maybe just the leg. Keep the swelling down. 1 down, 1 more round before the cut.
And he's got extra time tomorrow because he didn't tee off the 140, so that's good.
Fantastic. That was a treat to watch today. That was something else.
I have also Major League Baseball, the first usage of PitchCom, electronic anti-sign stealing technology in an MLB game. And I've tweeted out the video of it. It's the Brewers and they're playing the Cubs. And I don't know if this is going to work. I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tweeted the video out. See for yourself.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like it's.
I'll check it out.
For speeding the game.
A question. Did you watch? Were you up for the honorary tee shots this morning?
Yes, I was. Yes, I did see it.
Well, apparently, yeah. I'm reading now, quite a buzz on Gary Player's outfit. You know, he always wears all black.
Yep.
But he had a Saudi golf logo on his quarter zip and also his bag. That's the thing that got Phil all worked up. That's why Phil's not here, because his involvement trying to get that going. I found that curious. I saw a picture of it. I didn't watch it live like you did. But, yeah, whatever he was wearing has curled up, gotten a little buzz.
Okay. I didn't really
Gary Player's one of those guys could do whatever he wants. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really.
That's a Saudi golf logo.
Okay. I wasn't really paying attention to that.
No, I know. It was nondescript. You wouldn't know if I didn't, nobody didn't tell you. But, yeah, we shall see. All right. So that was the other drama earlier today. But, again, a beautiful day out at Augusta. Lots of rain earlier today. Course was looks just spectacular, as usual. And tomorrow a bit more windy. A lot of wind, actually. And so maybe the greens will be even faster. DJ has just put it just to the edge of the green on his next tee shot on 10, I think.
Yep, it's on 10, and he buries this hole. He would be tied for the lead. He's got the whole back nine, so he's 300.
Starting to roll.
Yeah, he's on fire right now.
Wow, got all excited that Smith fell back and Tiger's within three, and then DJ could go up there and be like minus seven at the end of the day.
But yeah, this course is very unforgiving too. Well, you can lose two strokes like that in the drop of a hat, and all of a sudden, what looked promising to tie is all of a sudden now you're three shots back.
Yep. All right. Well, this is fun. Keep an eye on this. All right, it is. It's time to have some more fun. It is time for Wikipedia, brought to you by Biggie's Place. Today, we will do Tiger Woods trivia. Nothing from today. So, basically his life, his career. Tiger Woods trivia, brought to you by Biggie's Place for Wikipedia. We need caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Tiger Woods, three shots off the lead, finishing one under today. But DJ is on the move. We'll see how he does. We're going to do Tiger Woods trivia here, brought to you by Biggie's Place for Wikipedia. And caller number 9, Vols fan getting through today. Vols fan, how are you?
How are you?
Doing well, gentlemen. How about yourself?
Very good.
You're still mad at Rick Barnes?
yeah.
Oh, you're used to that. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
So is Providence in Texas and Clemson, too.
Wow.
Anyway,
we
move on.
DJ just hit an amazing putt for birdie on 10.
He is
now tied for the lead at 400.
On fire.
All right. We're doing Tiger Woods trivia. Sorry, Vols fan, we're not doing any college football for you today, but we'll see how you do, okay?
Okay, we'll see it.
All right, here we go. This is for you, Vols fan, and first one to three correct answers is a winner. Your first question is Tiger Woods' real first name.
Eldrick?
Yes.
Eldrick is correct.
Yes.
Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Tiger's first golf coach as a pro. Not a trick question.
No, his dad.
No. His dad hired this guy as his first professional coach. Very well known.
I don't remember. I'd probably come to if I think about it. I don't remember his first.
All right.
As a professional, I don't remember.
Yeah. Vols fan, can you tell me who his first professional golf coach was?
I know they had a big falling out, and I can't remember either.
Butch Harmon. Harmon.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. This one is for Vols fan. Where did Tiger attend college?
Stanford.
That is correct. 2-0. Pete Shepard, Tiger turned pro at the age of 20. Mm-hmm. What year was that?
He turned 96.
That's correct.
Yes.
Pete Shepard.
Yeah, he's the same age as me, so that was easy. I would have got that one for sure.
All right.
Nice.
Vols fan up 2-1. This question for Vols fan. If he gets it, he wins. Who was Tiger's caddy for the majority of his majors?
Ooh. man, I don't know. I don't know.
Is it Fluff?
Steve Williams. Steve Williams. Yeah, Tiger was his best man at his wedding, then they had their falling out.
That's Fluff, right?
Is he called Fluff? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for Steve Williams. All right. Okay. Let's see. Still Vols fan 2-1. This question is for Pete Shepard. What year did Tiger win the first of his five green jackets?
I believe 97.
That's correct. We are now tied at 2. The next correct answer will be the winner. The next question goes to Vols fan. What was his first major that he won?
The Masters in 97, right?
That is correct. Oh. Finished 18 under.
Yep.
Vols fan,
are a
winner.
Good job.
A heated battle.
He tried to trick you. He tried to trick you.
I did not.
Yep.
That was a legitimate question.
That was a little tricky, yeah. That was because I was thinking, man, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was 97 as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Vols fan.
All right, gentlemen. You guys have a good one.
Right. Good job. Thanks for always listening, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Pete, got some more.
All right.
Whoa, we are way early ahead of time.
Wow.
Can you tell me Tiger's mother's first name?
If it was a K, so sounds like Matilda. Catilda?
Catita, yeah.
Catita,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you that one.
Oh, by the way, Fluff and Steve Williams. That's right.
Okay.
Fluff carries for Fury. Okay, I'd forgotten.
Name Tiger's children.
Charlie.
Yes.
Charlie. And I always get what's his name? He's got a little girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How's her name? I forget.
Samantha. Sam.
Sorry.
Charlie and Sam.
Sorry.
Final question.
Yep.
Tiger appeared on the Mike Douglas show at age 2.
Yeah.
Which famous celebrity did he putt against on the show?
Actor, right?
Actor, comedian.
Host? Bob Hope.
Bob Hope is correct.
Yes.
All right. That'll do it. Tiger Woods trivia.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
that's why he hit targets into the audience that day. It was amazing.
Probably be Masters related tomorrow as well. Breaking news. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's show, we are out and about, by the way. We'll be out at Backstreets at Cape Coral, 47th Terrace. Come on by and see us. We're there from 2 to 6. First time the show's been out on the road for a while. Rick Church will be back here at the studio spinning the dials. We've got a round of golf to give away for 4. While we're there, from Stony Brook, Jeff Nixon was very generous in giving us that to give away. And I think there'll be some other prizes out there. And get some beer, some food, watch the Masters, watch opening day for baseball for other teams. I mean, some teams are opening today, more tomorrow. It's a good time. And Chris will miss it, but he's having a better time because he's at Augusta. What can you do? And it looks like a great day out there today. A little breezy sometimes, but not in other times it didn't. But it's a beautiful sunny day after a lot of rain. I think we're good as far as rain goes. Mm-hmm. And the forecast for the rest of the weekend, going to be incredibly windy. And it'll be cold. This is cold air blowing in. Like, I think, was it Saturday morning or Sunday morning? They're going to be teeing off on like 37-degree temperatures or something like that. And then it'll warm up, be a little more comfortable.
I expect the greens to be faster tomorrow. Of course, the wind can affect, there's nothing worse when the wind affects. You can almost prepare yourself for it on off the tee box and in the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
But on the putting green, don't you hate it when the wind actually affects your putt? I mean, it's blowing at you.
Yeah.
especially when it's blowing at you. Not so much with you, but at you. And it really does. It was, you know, you wouldn't think it. But when it's 25, 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I get a little more oomph.
It's 25, 30 miles an hour. I'm probably not playing. All right. Rick Horro, our sports business guru, will be with us. I don't know if he's at Augusta or was at Augusta earlier this week. I'm not sure. We heard from Harry Carey yesterday. He called in leaving the par three.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's back safely. And we'll take care of all that and update you with everything else going on at Augusta. The leaderboard, very interesting. DJ is up there, tied at 4-under with Cameron Smith. Smith double bogeyed 18. DJ is through 10, and he's looking pretty good, to be honest. Tiger Woods, minus one. Finished the day at 71. Just a great day. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.